Yeah, we're looking for a unique song.
Do you know what
I'm
it is?
I guess that's this Tusk, is Tusk right yes. there.
Yeah. This is Tusk, yeah.
Got that. It is different.
You know, that reminds me of another song. Very unique by... I'm not going to get into it.
Fair
Actually,
enough.
I'm not going to go there. There is a song.
Nice job there, not being Joe.
Quite unique.
You don't ever want to be a Joe.
No. From a similar era band where they departed from the norm and didn't use instruments for a song.
I think I know the most unique song of all time, and I too will not say it. Although, end of the show, I may. I'll just...
There is something unique about you.
Many, many things.
You're walking around without shoes on, Joe.
For 7 seconds. There's no,
it's
zero
really
seconds
gross.
Should be the amount
There's
of
no
time.
There's no suits here yet. There's no corporate here yet. It's 7 a.m.
You're
disgusting.
Professional.
Hey, I'm disgusting. With you guys. You guys are family. Hey, come on. Not supposed to say it on the radio and make me, you know, like that guy.
Family's not traipsing across.
Yeah,
there.
Well, yeah. All right, let's welcome Mr. Seltzer. Let's welcome Ruben Amaro to the program as we do. We love having Ruben on.
Ruben Amaro Jr. in studio is brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
See, Ruben, this is why it's good we don't have a Hard Knocks for here, because people would have seen me walking without the shoes. How are you, bud?
I'm great. What a weekend.
So, as great as you are, and you are rather great, Philly's greater. Best record
they're
in baseball.
They're even greater. Yeah, they're playing really good baseball.
They're
doing the things that we had hoped they would do, and they're doing them more consistently.
Do you feel greater because the Phillies are doing so great?
It certainly brightens my day.
I think I feel greater.
Yeah.
It's much greater.
I mean, I wake up trying to make sure that I don't miss too many pitches, and when they're not playing great, I'm like, eh.
Right, that's so true.
It's very true.
Am I wrong? It's so true, man.
That's a true Philly fan.
That's not.
I'm fair weather.
But we are kind of calm. Like, there's a calmness, at least I feel a sense of more calm when I think about this Phillies team.
So it's funny, because I don't. I'll say this, Sean.
It smooths out. The undulations from high to low, but I think it's been smoothed out a little bit this year.
Well, here's what I'll say. My sense of this season, not from my perspective per se, but like the millions of people, is people are very quick triggered to get in a bad mood fast. If they lose three in a row, I told you! They can't do it! This team stinks! They're not good enough! You see that swing in the dirt? Like, I think people get back there fast.
If they lose two out of three here to Atlanta, everybody's going to fall off the wagon.
You know what?
What's going to happen?
Here's what I'll tell you, Ruben. Here's the player. Here's the player this Phillies team reminds me of, the way people perceive them. Reminds me of Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comparison.
Like, wins a lot more than loses.
Yeah. Hasn't
won at all.
Was the best quarterback that I had ever seen up until
Me Jaylen. Too. No, he's still the best quarterback. But, like to me, it's the way people could be quick-triggered to turn on Donovan reminds me of how people can be quick-triggered to turn on this Phillies team.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's sports, and that's what Philly sports is all about.
And it's also, I mean, they both have something in common. They both had chances to win it all and came up small in big spots.
Absolutely.
And that lasts. You know, that it's a shame, but it's what it is.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of reaction, obviously, with the weekend, the first 2 months of the Philly season. We got Ruben with us for the next 3 hours. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville right now. What's happening, Ed?
Good morning, team. Good morning, Ruben.
Good morning.
Hi, Ed.
Wait, well, Ruben gets his own...
Yeah, that's right.
What is this? What, Ed?
Well...
Ed, I mean to him, yes, but to us...
How rude.
Come on, man.
It's a sum of the parts thing, Joe. You should take it as a compliment. good, successful weekend. These West Coast trips, and I'm just a fan watching on my own time. I don't have to compete in these things, but... I guess, you know, I was a little annoyed that there wasn't a game scheduled yesterday.
Ridiculous.
But
totally ridiculous.
These guys probably need a little bit of rest. So
Take it on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I shouldn't be watching.
That's ridiculous.
No, make it a three-game series and give them Thursday
off. Are we
off.
In America?
I'm with you, Joe.
I mean, are we in America?
How difficult it is to maneuver around a schedule for 30 teams to play 162 games.
All right, Rube, here's
Come
where
on,
I'm at.
Folks.
There's only 4 days I need the Phillies to play annually. Opening day, Memorial Day,
Fourth
of July, Labor Day. The only 4 days I require that they
and
play.
And they've been off on 4th of July recently, haven't they?
I think it was a year or two ago.
Dude, it shouldn't just be the Phillies. Baseball should
Correct.
Have it that every team plays on those 4 days every year,
it's
period.
It's dumb by baseball.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing here? Hello, Ed. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know we have no shot at getting him, but holy crap, is Mason Miller good. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he can cook, man. He blew away Bryce Harper. I think it was on Friday night, maybe. He's got some stuff.
And yet the Phils got to him 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And his ERA is in like the mid-4s.
That's also exactly right.
So, man,
how about that Jacob Wilson?
In the East Coast in a pennant race all that much.
Yeah. Okay. Ed, give me an answer for a unique song.
REM, It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty unique.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Jacob Wilson's pretty awesome, too. The A's, they seem like they get some guys.
I saw Jacob Wilson play in the Arizona Fall League in the Fall Stars game that I had. I actually saw him at GCL before he was drafted. And I saw his dad there, and he was playing for a team in Arizona. I'm brain locking right now. Anyway, he was really good. I mean, he makes contact every single pitch, and he's the most jitteriest hands. He's got his hands moving, feet moving, all types of stuff going on, and he barrels. It's amazing.
It is
pretty damn impressive, man.
All right, let's get
really
to
fun to watch that kid.
Let's talk to David right now. What's going on, David?
Nothing much. I just want to win the Phillies ticket.
Yeah.
The song that I was thinking is Walk Like an Egyptian, like this for the Bengals.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a unique song.
Very unique song.
Yeah, and then you pair it with the video, and it really worked.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, we're getting some good answers here. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, wait till you hear this. So Gilly, you know, the Eagles guy, you know, the big Philadelphia sports fan, what he said to Paul George recently about all of our frustrations with the Sixers. He said it straight to Paul George's face. Wait till you hear this. We're going to get to that. Sirianni, some of what he said last week about preparing for a new season as the Eagles make the turn to an OTA today. More on the Phils, obviously, their weekend series, losing on Sunday, but generally playing some great ball lately. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of these topics, and we get Ruben in studio for the next 3 hours. Show to Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, baseball fans, look, we know the deal. You love the long ball. Everyone loves the long ball, unless you're the pitcher that gives up the long ball. And with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where they're giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Obviously, today's a Tuesday. What does that mean? It means it's Dinger Tuesday. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel customers can get a home run profit boost. That's right, a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the moonshots, you can take your winnings to new height. Obviously, the local club has a big-time slugger who is often amongst the league leaders in home runs. You can bet with him today or others. Find the player or players that works for you and lock him in at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. It's Dinger Tuesday. You can go yard today. You can go yard all season long. Make every moment more with America's number one sports book. And again, sign up at FanDuel.com/hammer. You can also apply, you know, bets to pro basketball, hockey. Obviously, 4 teams left in both of those sports. Find the better bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer.